What up, what up? It's your boy Vigo Sach. This is the Investor Show, and you're checking in with the investor genius, Prince Dykes. Let's get it.
That's right, guys. This is your host, the Prince of Investing, Prince Dykes, coming all the way live from the beautiful city of Denver, Colorado. Don't forget to hit that like, subscribe, comment, and share button. And well, this episode of what I'm going to do, I just did an interview at Mile High Sports here in Denver, Colorado. We just announced the launch of the next book, Wesley Learns About Insurance. Go out and grab that if you're tuning in. It's available everywhere, hardcover, paperback, audio. You know, go out and support. So I'm definitely sharing the interview today that we did down at Mile High Sports. So you guys stay tuned with Ronnie K. Check it out.
Final segment on the show. We got a couple special guests I want to introduce to the show. And of course, you can watch us at milehighsports.com. Prince Dykes, who is a well-known author with many leather-bound books.
He rolls his eyes.
And Wally Darling, from Alpha One Tax and Wealth. Thank you guys for joining me in the studio. Really appreciate it.
Oh, thank you for having us. Thank you.
So, Prince, we have this book launch tomorrow. Mm-hmm. You're working with a couple pro athletes. Mm-hmm. Guys, you know, you may know their names.
You might.
Terrell Davis. Yeah. Rod Smith. Yeah. Just, you know, Rod should be in, by the way. It's ridiculous Rod's not in.
Rod should be in, you know.
But undrafted free agent, 10,000 yards. Come on now.
But he'll be there tomorrow. He'll be there tomorrow. I know he's busy. He had his own schedule, so. He definitely confirmed that, you know, he'll be there tomorrow. He's decided about the project. He decided to do it.
Mm-hmm. So tell us a little bit about the book. Tell us the motivation behind not only just the book, but the series in general.
Okay. Well, my good day. Okay. So it's the Wesley Learns series. You know, it's named behind my now 8-year-old son. We wrote the first book back in 2014. We self-published it back in 2015 ourselves. It was Wesley Learns to Invest, where it was just me and Wesley, you know, him and his dad learning this story about investing. And what really sparked it was, you know, he would bring books home for me to read to him. And I would read these books, and these books were, you know, they'd be nice stories. You know, the fish ran into the tree and had fun with the dog and stuff like that. But it was really nothing that was like could sit with them in real life that I felt. I said, hey, man, in about 12, 13 years, you're going to be faced with real life. So I decided to do something about it. And that's what we came up with, Wesley Learns to Invest in 2017. We did Wesley Learns About Credit, and ran into Terrell Davis last summer, and, you know, we was just talking, and he just said, and I told him about the next book I was writing already. He said, hey, you know what? I got a company here. You know, I think it'd be great if we partner, and, you know, you put us in your next book. Mm-hmm. And that's how it all happened. And I was writing the Wesley Learns About Insurance, which I think is the world's first one, children's book on insurance, but don't quote me on that.
That's the thing is, when you first showed me these books, I thought they were fascinating because, you know, it's nice to have, you know, books about, you know, fish and, you know, playing around and yada, yada. But seriously, these are real life things, and we talk about it all the time. These are the things that schools should be teaching because these are the real life scenarios of writing a check, insurance, credit. I mean, you ask anybody who, and it's sad because maybe the system has failed some of us, who is 20, 25, and you ask them, what's their credit score? And they're like, what's a credit? I had no idea, because they didn't learn about this stuff.
That is true. And when I saw those things, well, you know, when I looked at it in life, even when you go to the pro athlete side of the house, you know, those guys make a good bit of them make a lot of money real fast. And they come from environments where they wasn't talked, you know, these topics weren't talked about. So, and when you run into a lot of the situations that they have today, they'll tell you, nobody ever told me this, so I didn't know this as a child. So I think it's great that, you know, when you look at the financial industry as a whole, you know, they have to do so much educating before they even can sell a product.
Yeah.
You know, if you want to go get a oil change, you know, whatever auto shop, you don't have to sit there and tell them, hey, this is why you should get an oil change. The oil change, you know, it'll help you save your motor. They don't have to do that because it's already built into us of knowing how to operate a car. So when you look at the financial industry, why isn't it like that? You know, why do I have to sell you something instead of you coming to buy it?
Mm-hmm.
I know while he's been in the industry for like 23 years, and he's seen a lot throughout the years of different clients and customers coming in. So think about it. If people came in and said, hey, I know what this is. I know what it is. I just want to know if you can execute it. And I think if we start having those conversations now, you know, so it's not a foreign language.
Yeah, Wesley Learns About Insurance. The book launches tomorrow, 2 o'clock. That'll be at the Boys Broncos Boys and Girls Club, which is down, if you want the address, 4397 Crown Boulevard. Mm-hmm. Want you to join us, TD. Rod's going to do some speaking, mm-hmm. and we're going to do a lot of fun stuff, including with you, Wally. Wally with Alpha One Wealth and Tax. Tell us a little bit about why it's so important for you guys to be involved in this.
Well, it's very important for us, and thanks for having us. We do workshops all over the Denver metro area, mm-hmm. and the typical client is 55 to 65, and they're either in or nearing retirement, mm-hmm. and you'll be amazed at how many people that have been through college, been through a full career, and still are not sure what decisions to make because they don't have the information. They didn't have the background. So this book, to me, starts, you know, the education process at a much earlier stage. And gets people comfortable with things like insurance. I can't tell you how many times I tell people that insurance is not a bad word. But, you know, you hear a lot of mixed stories about it. If you don't understand it, you may make some bad decisions for yourself. So this is a great opportunity for the education at the early stages of life.
Yeah, that's really awesome. Wally with Alpha One Tax and Wealth. Of course, Belco Credit Union also helping out with the project. So when they come to the book signing, mm-hmm. what can they expect, Prince?
Oh, well, first of all, we're going to have it's Bluebell Ice Cream. They sponsored the ice cream there. Mm. There's going to be some pizzas, some pretzels. You know, every kid that attends gets a free book, free paperback copy of the book. A nice little goodie bags they're going to have there for, you know, candy, you know, stuff like that, ice cream. And a good time to hear Rod, Terrell, Alpha One, Belco put out some good things, win some prizes, you know, hear some music. It's going to be a fun time.
That's awesome. Now, let's talk a little bit about the series, mm-hmm. too, because there's more than just the insurance book.
Yeah. You know, we did credit. We did insurance. I mean, we're just now doing insurance, but we did investing. Then we did credit, and now we're doing the third one, insurance. And just for everybody out there, they're available hardcover, paperback, ebook, and even audio. So they're even available on audio on audible.com and iTunes and Audible, iTunes, Amazon, all of those. So everywhere around the globe.
Basically anywhere where a book is sold.
Anywhere where the book is sold. And locally here, what's the
it's Tattered Cover. Yep.
Yeah, Tattered mm-hmm. Cover books, they're available there as well. So we're going to keep pushing it. And I'm definitely grateful for Terrell, Alpha One, Tax and Wealth, Belco Credit Union for getting behind and helping me push the initiative.
Alpha One, Tax and Wealth, Belco Credit Union, and then the ice cream as well, too.
Yeah.
We appreciate it.
Yes, definitely appreciate it on Bluebell, right?
Bluebell, yep.
Yeah, Bluebell Very ice good. Cream, definitely.
Awesome. That. Hey, really appreciate it, guys. Thank you for mm-hmm. joining me. I'm mm-hmm. excited for the launch tomorrow.
Oh, definitely.
Of course, we'll have Rod and Terrell as well okay. tomorrow. 2 o'clock, that's at the Broncos Boys.
Are you going to be there?
Say it again?
You're going to be there?
I'll be there.
You're going to be there?
Absolutely. All
right, I had to put you on there.
Oh, absolutely.
I know Wally's going to be there, too. So
absolutely.
There you go.
ice cream.
Broncos Boys and Girls Club. I'll be there for the ice cream. Yeah. So it's going to be a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. Wesley Learns Insurance. You can pick up the book now. Again, basically anywhere where a book is sold. Online or Tattered Cover locally here in Denver.
Sure, definitely. And we're going to keep pushing out to push to some libraries, local bookstores. And we're definitely looking to get, you know, more distribution out there to the world.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. Hey, appreciate it, Prince.
Thank you for
having me. Thanks so much, Wally. Thanks for joining me in studio. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
You guys get to wrap up my show.
We get to wrap up the show?
Y'all are the closers.
Hey, you know what? What better way can you close it with? Not only just probably the world's first children's book.
Wally,
you've been around the industry for a long time. Have you ever seen a children's book on insurance?
I have never seen a children's book.
I've never seen
some books written at a children's level, but never a children's book.
Yeah. It really is unique. Well, I was talking about it in the last segment.
Mm-hmm.
I said, I've never seen anything like this before.
Then you got Terrell Davis, right? You got Rod that's going to be there. You got Alpha One Tax in there.
Yeah.
So I think it's a great thing, monumental, that we're doing tomorrow. Come out, have some ice cream, grab some books, and, you know, take some pictures, listen to some music, and have a good summer day.
There you go. Broncos Boys and Girls Club tomorrow, 4397 Crown Boulevard, 2 p.m. Going to be mm-hmm. a lot of fun. Hopefully you join us for our book launch, Wesley Learns Insurance. It's going to mm-hmm. be pretty sweet. So we're all done for the day. Gil Whiteley is coming up next. We'll see you tomorrow, 11 a.m., like we always do it here on Mile High Sports. It rules all creation.